What's your decision-making process? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Marie Cano, professor in the Department of Psychology at Wayne State University, delves into a helpful method from the distant past.
Let's face it, making decisions can be difficult, especially when they involve big decisions like deciding to make a career change, end a relationship, or add a new member to the household. People approach decision-making in many different ways, but one way that has stood the test of time and is backed by psychological research is a method introduced by 16th century Spanish priest and mystic, St. Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius advises three key practices in making good decisions. First, when making a list of pros and cons that details the reasons for and against a particular option, pay attention to the feelings that arise. Do certain reasons trigger a sense of joy, peace, or hope? Or do they generate feelings of dread, anxiety, or hopelessness? Don't just stop there, but investigate why these feelings are coming up, perhaps with a trusted confidant. As relationship science has indicated, sharing feelings with others can help us process our thoughts and motivations more clearly. Second, use your imagination when you are stumped. Imagine a friend in a similar situation who comes to you with the same pros and cons, thoughts and feelings. What would you advise them to do? Or think about the end of your life. Looking back, do you feel satisfied or regret with the option you chose? Third, sit with your decision before acting. Not only does this prevent an impulsive reaction, but it also gives you time to collect more information to confirm your choice. While this method is nearly 400 years old, psychological research on motivational interviewing, decision-making, and mindfulness have only confirmed and supported Ignatius's observations about the human condition.
That was Anne Marie Cano of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.